Well, good evening. Good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing this evening? Welcome back. Welcome back to the FNET top level. Well, I was going to say Monday motivational call, but we know today is Tuesday, and we are excited to be back with you one more time. I know y'all are saying, where in the world is Teresa? Yeah, I've been doing a little jet setting, so I bring you greetings from the great state of Illinois. I am in Chicago, and I've been here for a couple days by way of New York and New Jersey. I was in New Jersey for a couple days, and I went to New York for a couple days, and now I'm in Chicago for a couple days. But I am so glad that I am able to jump on and do this top-level call. You know, Charles and I, wherever we are, we try to make sure that we honor our commitment to do this call. So I know y'all haven't heard me sing in a little while. So y'all know I got to do a little song for y'all tonight. So here I go. Good evening to you. Good evening to you.
Hello,
good evening. Good evening. Good evening to you. Ooh. All right, now, if that does, if that didn't bring a smile to your face, I don't know what is going to make you smile today. This is the second time that we've done a top-level call in the evening, and it really does feel very weird. But we have truly missed you guys, and even though it's on a off day, we decided to go ahead and try to do it. Unfortunately, yesterday I was in training sessions all day. I could not sneak out to do the call yesterday morning. And Charles actually had a doctor's appointment. He couldn't do the call. So here we are on Tuesday, Veterans Day. And we are back with you one more time. Well, y'all know we have spoken it out that we are going to the top by the end of this year. Restoration, uncommon favor, and double blessings for 2014 and beyond. We are speaking it out. Everything we've lost over the last 10 years will be recovered. I keep saying it. I've been saying it for like the last 3 months, and I'm telling you, I feel it deep in my spirit that by the end of 2014, everything that we've lost in the last 10 years will be recovered. Lost money, lost relationships, lost friendships, lost ideas, all will be restored. That word restore has been deep in my spirit. And those of you who've been following my Facebook posts, y'all know I've been saying a little bit about that word restored over the last couple months because it's just deep in my spirit. And I just believe that everything is coming back. So y'all know what time it is. I need y'all to touch your phones right now. Everybody, wherever you are, everybody listening to the call, I need you to touch your phones right now. We're going to speak out one little sentence. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Everything that we have lost will be recovered by the end of 2014. That's it. That's all you have to say. Everything that we have lost will be recovered by the end of 2014. Do you believe it? If you believe it, so it is spoken. It is so. I believe that the atmosphere is shifting and changing and moving, and everything that's been lost is going to be recovered. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I am Teresa Royale Brown, President of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, FNET. And on behalf of my awesome husband, Charles, and myself, we just want to thank you one more time for joining us on this call. We always say thank you because we never take it for granted that you are on the call tonight. We got a lot of people tonight on the call. And I know we usually do these calls in the morning. Sometimes our folks in the morning can't get on the call, so every now and again it is kind of nice to be able to do an evening call, and I see the people jumping on right now, so that's a great sign that y'all missed us just as much as we miss you guys. So, He's back. I kind of gave y'all my little quick, I always try to do a little quick weekend recap, so I kind of already gave y'all my quick weekend recap. I'm doing a little jet setting right now, and some people on the call know why I've been traveling so much. I am embarking on a new phase in my life and in my career as an event planner, doing some moving and some shaking and doing some training right now. And so I'll be making a big announcement about what I'm doing probably sometime early December. So it is going well for those of you who do know why I'm out here in Chicago, and I will be updating everybody else very, very soon. I'll do another quick little weekend recap. Some of y'all saw my Facebook page. I went to a awesome conference this past weekend. I was there with people who I did not know, people who did not look like me, and it was amazing. I actually was in a conference with about 1,700 women, and I knew no one. You know, sometimes you go to things, you know, one or two people. I knew no one, and it was the most amazing feeling being a networker. I'm a master networker, and I was even a little bit intimidated. So, y'all, I know Teresa Royale Brown was a little bit intimidated this weekend because I was way out of my element. Usually I know one or two people, but I didn't know nobody. But it was an awesome, awesome conference, and I'm humbled, and I'm so humbled that I actually had to take about an hour or so after the conference ended to just reflect over all that I learned and all the people that I met, and it was just amazing. I will be updating my elite members soon on some of the things that came out of that conference, and it's just truly been a lot going on. God is taking some things up in my life, but you'll be hearing about it very, very soon. So that's my quick weekend recap, but he's back with me. I haven't seen my husband in a little while. Mr. Charles has been jet-setting as well. He has been in Florida while I was in New York and in New Jersey, and now I'm in Chicago. I have not seen my husband for almost a week, so it feels kind of weird that I haven't seen him, but he is back with me. I can hear his voice, none other than my amazing husband, who I want to present to some and introduce to others.
Charles Brown, Vice President of EPNET, Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network. And I'd like to say I'm with you right now, but I'm not actually with you right now, but we are on the phone at the same time.
Yeah.
Because we are all over the place, but as you are speaking, I'm actually getting this vision of that mama bird that goes out, because for those that are members with us and for those that know us in networking, that's literally what Teresa does. It's not, let me go out and get some stuff to increase my business. It's, she will literally go out and bring back stuff to increase everybody else's business and share that with the networkers, with the members and everything, and see exactly how, you know, kind of like we say every week, we can reach back, grab somebody else's hand, and take them to the top right along with us. So it's all about going out, gathering, and bringing back just to strengthen the masses and make sure that everybody eats. But as we said before, we want to welcome everybody on the call once again. It is a Tuesday night. It is Veterans Day. A lot of us had the day off today but are back to work tomorrow. But instead of laying the head on the pillow early, you decided to be on the phone with us and join with us for this time that we are here for the Tuesday motivational call that we are doing this evening. It does feel a little different, but you know what? Still motivated, still feeling good. I think for a certain reason, probably because it is Veterans Day. I'm a veteran, a former Marine, Desert Storm veteran, and a lot of different places have really been treating us well today. IHOP treated us well this morning. Applebee's treated us well. I think we went to like one or two other restaurants today. So everywhere we were going, you know, we're just really feeling the love, being appreciated. And if nothing else, I truly am full. So we will get started with this particular call. Speaking of full, with the right way, we are going to open up with a word of prayer. And for those that are on a call with us, if you are at home, definitely bow with us in a word of prayer. If you are behind the wheel right now, if you just happen to be driving, just pray with us in spirit. Do not take your eyes off the road. If anybody's at work, definitely don't put your head down. They're going to think you're sleeping on the job. But we do want to open with a word of prayer. As we open every Monday motivational call and every FNET event and experience, Father in heaven, we just come to you right now giving you thanks. Father, we thank you for this day. We just thank you for this opportunity and time to come together and actually fellowship on the phone in conference, building one another up. We thank you for like minds and like hearts and like hands that come together and help one another. We thank you, Father, for the veterans that actually give up of themselves to go out and make sure that other people are free and just sacrifice over and over and over again and think not of themselves. We thank you for them. We thank you for their families, that their families actually allow everyone else to have a piece of their family member as they go out and serve their countries. We just lift up this call right now. We lift up everyone on the call. Touch each person from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. A fresh anointing right now over everyone on the call, over their families, over their businesses. And all these things we lift up to you and count it done right now in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And because we do have a lot of new people on the call today, the question always comes up, who is FNET and what do we do?
Well, FNET is a business-building organization, and we specialize in bringing entrepreneurs and professionals together so we can all build relationships and build our businesses together. And what does that mean exactly? We have networking events. We have workshops and seminars and all types of gatherings to bring people together so that we can all grow and build together, not by ourselves. That's one of the things I took away from that conference this past weekend. My goodness, you cannot do it on your own. We've heard it over and over and over and over and over and over, but I'm telling you, you can't do it by yourself, guys. You have to have a team and you have to have people to help you along the way on your journey.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you have not been to an FNET experience, I know I just said event, but there are actually FNET experiences. If you have not been, please make sure that you stop by, come on through, and build your business and your bottom line with us.
Please do. We'd appreciate seeing you there, being able to network with you, get to know everybody by name. And as Teresa mentioned earlier, we do this call to uplift, motivate, and inspire entrepreneurs, because oftentimes many of us, especially those entrepreneurs, we have that feeling that, you know what, I'm out here by myself, I'm doing this on my own. A lot of times at the beginning of the year, we put that business plan together and said, this is what we want to accomplish, and sometimes things don't work out the way that we thought they were going to work out, so we just want people to know you have somebody in your corner that you can talk to, email, contact on Facebook. You're not alone. You don't have to do this by yourself. There are people out here who will help to uplift you and keep you going. So that's why we do these motivational calls at the beginning of the week, and hopefully it's just enough to take you throughout the rest of the week. So for those of you that are 100% entrepreneurs and you're up and you're grinding every day, and some of you are like myself, still working full-time, but at the same time, working your business. And having that hope of, you know what, one day and one day soon, we're going to tell them, you know what, this is my last day, about to retire, and retiring early, just going to work my business. I know I'm looking forward to that day, and I'm speaking it on the phone. It's less than 12 months away.
I know that's right.
Less 12 months away. We about to do this thing.
Less than right.
Away. So some of you are like myself, working full-time and working a business. Some of you are like Teresa, full-time entrepreneur in her event planning business. So we live the same life that you do, so we know what you're going through.
All right. Well, let me see who's on the phone. Let me shout a few folks out. It takes me a minute, guys. I'm jumping from different screens. Let me see. Taffy Wagner.
Is on the call.
Hey, Miss Taffy. Thanks for jumping on tonight with us. We're actually getting ready to do our affirmation. I know it's Tuesday night. I know some of y'all, like, for real, it's a little late, but we are going to do our affirmation tonight. Maynard Manzano.
Maynard's
Brother Maynard is on the call. You know, know, Maynard was one of our guest speakers recently, and he gave a powerful word. Wow. If you have not heard Maynard's time that he was on our call, make sure that you check out the replay on the website. Good to see you, Maynard. Thanks for jumping on. Everybody, wherever you are, come on, we're going to stand it on up tonight. I know it's late. I know it's 9 o'clock. I know y'all ready to go to bed in a little bit, but indulge us tonight and do the affirmation with us. Come on, guys, stand it on up. Uh-oh, there she is, Lady Rosetta. Lady Rosetta Thompson made it on the call.
Rosetta?
Lady Rosetta. Yeah, Rosetta told me she might not be able to make it. I see she made it on. Good to see you, Lady Rosetta. Lady Rosetta is one of our elite numbers, as well as Maynard. We're always so glad when we see our elite numbers jump on the call with us. Let me see who else is on the call. Let's see. Karen Carter! My girl Karen Carter is on the call. Lady Karen. Good to see you, sweetie. Glad you could jump on. Okay, guys, come on. Stand it on up. Stand it on up. Come on, wherever you are. Stand it on up. I don't see Tia Tenacious tonight. Usually Tia can't say nothing because she's at work. But I know tonight ain't nobody at work, so we can all stand up and say this affirmation. Speak it out loud and proud. Let me see who else is on the call. Michelle Wiseman.
Michelle.
Lady Michelle Wiseman, another one of our elite numbers. Good to see you, Michelle. Lady Michelle is on the call. Let me see who else is on. Aretha Crawford. I see a lot of our elite members are on the call tonight.
That's what I'm talking about.
Aretha is on the call. I can't shout everybody out. A lot of these folks, I don't know their numbers because their name is not associated with it, but we see a lot of folks on the call tonight, and we appreciate you for jumping on and being part of the FNET. Well, it's not really Monday today, but it's the FNET Monday Motivational Call. All right, guys, we're going to start our affirmation. Are y'all ready? Y'all ready to do this affirmation? We're going to speak it out from our stomach. We're going to speak it out loud and proud. Speak it out like we mean it. Y'all ready?
I know I'm ready.
All right. We're going to go ahead and jump right into our affirmation. So repeat after us.
I repeat after us like you just know your business is going to take off this week. It is going to take off not just because we're saying it, because we know it's about to come forth. I am
an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am
dynamic.
Dynamic. I am
courageous.
Courageous. I am
outstanding.
Outstanding. I am
amazing.
Amazing.
All right, and y'all know I always stop on the word amazing because I don't think we all said amazing out like we should have said it out. Now,
I did.
Michelle Wiseman, did you say amazing from the depths of your soul and your spirit? Teresa, did you stand up and put your hand movements in it? I don't think y'all did it, so I think we're going to have to do that one more again. Now, when y'all say amazing, y'all got to speak it out. Like, you know how to sing? Is anybody on the phone a singer? Now, I know I try to sing, but y'all know I really ain't no singer. But for those of you who are really singers, you know you got to sing from your stomach. So we're going to speak this out from our stomach into the atmosphere because we know that we are amazing. So we're going to say it one more again.
One more again. I am
amazing. Okay, now Charles, this happens every week, y'all. Charles, you are supposed to say amazing like I said it. Come on.
I did the first time.
Okay, guys, now see, this happens every week now because Charles don't want to say it the right way. So I want y'all to say amazing like I said it. I am amazing!
Just like she said it.
Say it, Charles.
Like that. Perfect. And I'm sure everybody said it the exact same way. See, we talked about opening up the line and having everybody stand amazing together.
You know, I started to do it, but every time I want to do it, it's just too many people on the call. So I'm going to do it one time when we don't have a whole lot of people on, and then we all going to say amazing together, because Charles ain't saying it right.
I said it right the first time.
All right, go ahead, honey.
I am
consistent.
Consistent. I am
remarkable.
Remarkable. I am.
And this is our new affirmation statement. I want you to say this one with your eyes closed and really mean it when you speak it out. I am entering into my wealthy place.
I am entering into my wealthy place.
We're going to say it again. I am entering into my wealthy place.
I am entering into my wealthy place.
I'm going to say it one more time. And I want you guys to really have your eyes closed and speak that out like you mean it. I am entering into my wealthy place.
I am entering into my wealthy place.
Yes, I love that. I love that statement.
And I am.
And I am blessed.
Blessed.
And. Highly.
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 Favored.
Favored. And I am.
And I am taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
Do y'all believe it?
I believe it. Not even going to ask for it. Taking it to the top.
All right. If y'all really believe it, I want you to high-five yourself, high-five the phone, high-five somebody with you, and say it loud and proud that you are taking your business to the top.
I'm taking my business to the top.
All right.
Taking my business to the top. And just like we said earlier in this call, as we are taking our businesses to the top and focused on the goal and getting to where we are supposed to be, we cannot forget to turn around, reach back, grab someone else's hand, and take them right along with us to the top. Because it's not just about us. We need to make sure we're helping somebody else get there also.
Amen. And we say this affirmation before each and every that experience. Because we believe if you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere about our lives, about our families, about our businesses, that it will come to pass. Not might, not maybe. It will come to pass. So you got to speak life, guys. You got to speak a life. Speak good things. Speak positivity. And watch your life. Watch your family. Watch your circumstances change. And it's going to change for the better.
And it will. We've seen it change. Just in 2014, from January to today, we have seen our circumstances change for the better. We've seen doors being opened left and right where we don't even have to push. All we got to do is walk right on through.
Amen. Amen.
And we actually had someone on the call last week who confirmed that word for word. Because last week, in case you missed it, we had Lady Tanya McGuire as our guest speaker. And she and Teresa did an excellent job. An excellent job. Actually did a joint dialogue. And her topic was Stop Scratching with the Chickens. Wow, stop scratching with the chickens. The feedback and interaction they received from the call was phenomenal. Fabulous call. If you missed it, you don't have to continue to miss it. You can actually go back, listen to the replay. The replay is on the website, fnetonline.com. In case you don't know the spelling, it is EPNETONLINE.com, fnetonline.com. and click on Monday Motivational Call.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, it was indeed a powerful call last week with Lady Tanya McGuire. Whew, she gave us a good word, y'all.
Uh-oh.
She gave us a good word about being strong in spite of our circumstances and stop scratching with those chickens. We're eagles. We're not no chickens. We are eagles. So I just appreciate Tanya so much for that empowering call. If you missed it, make sure you check it out on the website, epnetonline.com.
epnetonline.com, and they already have the spelling, although I want to do it again. I ain't going to do it again. Now, we have another special guest on the call tonight, don't we?
Yep.
A very, very, very special guest on the call tonight, and that is Lady Tina, who is going to give us a powerful word tonight. So before we begin, please make sure you are ready to take some notes. So if you have your iPad, pencil, paper, pens, whatever it is that you use to take notes on these days, make sure you got it out. Make sure you are ready and prepared, because when Sister Tina is in the house, we already know she's going to come in fired up and is going to give us an excellent word that's going to take us throughout the rest of the week. So take out whatever it is that you need and get ready to hear and be blessed by this phenomenal woman of God.
Yeah, she is the founder of Fantabulous You. She is an evangelist. She is an anointed woman of God. And most recently, she was awarded with EPNET's Legacy and Inspiration Award.
Yes.
She is the official person who prays over all EPNET events. And she is also one of the most amazing people you ever want to meet. Her topic today is True Impact. Let Your Legacy Speak. Love that title. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others my friend, my sister, my mentor, and my ladybug number two, Lady Tina Harmon. Lady Tina, are you on the call?
I am on the call tonight.
Lady Tina, woohoo!
Hello, ladybug number one. And hello, my brother Charles.
Hello, hello.
So glad that you are on the call with us, Lady Tina. Now, we're going to let you have the floor. What you got for the people?
Well, I just want to thank you, and I want to say to Charles and Teresa that I appreciate you, and I am thankful for you, and I am so honored to be your recipient for the Legacy Award in Inspiration. It is truly, truly an honor, and may God just bless you 100-fold plus of how you have blessed and impacted my life. So I appreciate you again.
Oh, thank you, Tina. We appreciate you. We love you, sweetie.
We receive.
Amen. And I just want to say hello to everyone on the call. If you can see, but I want you to feel all the kisses and hugs that I'm blowing and I'm bringing your way tonight. I tell you, it is an amazing, amazing day. And tonight, yes, I want to talk about True Impact. Let Your Legacy Speak. And when I think about legacy, it's reminding me about several years ago. And I went to a homegoing service. But I heard these words spoken to me. What will your legacy speak about you?
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard those words, I began to continue to think on those words and pray and ask God. But the wow came to me also. And so I had to begin to say, I have to leave something here that's going to speak after I'm gone. Mm-hmm. And so, and that's what our legacy is all about. And so when I received even the Legacy Award in October, here I hear speaking again, because when I looked at the award, The biggest thing that jumped at me was the word legacy. And legacy is not just when you're gone. Your legacy is here now, what we are creating, what we are forming now to impact lives. But then I think about, while we all entrepreneurs and professionals that are on this call, while we're doing this, I had to think about the Word of God, that God created us with so many awesome and wonderful things inside of us, and those gifts He's given us freely and those talents. But first of all, I want to note that the first thing that we are doing as we are creating to first, it should give God glory and honor. Second of all, is to service, impact others. And third, because we are using those things that God has given us in our gifts and talents to bring God glory, and we're serving and servicing and assisting and blessing others, God brings the blessing down to you. And so those are three major things. But what I want to share, because when we talk about legacy, we often think about when somebody passes on. And they may bequeath to us financial blessings, material blessings. But it's really more than that. And I just want to start to share some things. Legacy is more about sharing what you have learned and not what you have earned. Mm-hmm. And bequeathing values over valuables. And a more holistic approach in the definition is when you are genuinely grounded in offering yourself and making a meaningful, lasting, and energizing contribution to someone else, it serves a greater cause than your own. And I said, when I thought about that definition, I said, wow, are you now thinking about your legacy, why you're here, and what you're going to leave speaking when it's your turn? I want to read to you a quote, and this quote is by Leo Tzu. It says, if you know when you have enough, you are wealthy. If you carry your intentions to completion, you are resolute. If you live a long and creative life, you will leave an eternal legacy. Legacy is about life, and it's about living. It's about learning from the past, living in the present, and building for the future. And we are truly, truly helping and assisting others. You know, we have purpose, and, you know, and God has made some promises. But when we do them in the order that we're supposed to, I tell you, our lives will just be amazing. And recently, we just had a powerful person to transition, and that was Dr. Miles Monroe. Mm-hmm. And as I began to read and go to his website and to just watch some of his videos, this is what it was saying about him now. It says he was a towering force who earned the respect and admiration not only of Christians' adherents, but of secular leaders both here and around the world. Now, that's what they talk about him now. Can you imagine what they're now saying, and he has transitioned? But it was so impactful as Christians, It was impactful on the secular side of the world. And most of us, we are assisting it. We're going to impact the sides. And I said, wow, God, that is really, really, really impactful. That's just so impactful. So our lives is to bring God glory, as I said, and to help others and to bless you. And so I go on and I think about additional things as we assist and we help and we assist others. And how we really, really forget about ourselves. And that's what it's about. Not, you know, as entrepreneurs, we're in it to make money. But I believe that the greater blessing is when we are servicing others, when we are motivating others, while we are inspiring others, while we are so impactful in their lives that we watch them move from and transition from where they are currently, because some people are stuck. But when God uses us as that conduit to help them get unstuck, to move into their purpose and promise. So I don't want to say that there is a requirement. And that requirement is that we must embrace our uniqueness, passionately immersing your whole self into the life so that your gift, your talent, will be to those that God has called you to reach. I always say God called each of us to reach a nation. And that we take hold and responsibility to ensure that it will have a life beyond that of you. And outliving and outlasting your time on this earth. You know, we watch it, and there is a quote, and it's a picture talking about the footprints in the sand. But when we write our books, your voice is not just here naturally, but it's in that book that you're reading. And I often say, wow, God, I want to leave something here that when someone is, they may be dealing with a situation or there's something that they need to understand, and they can, your voice may be that sound that they hear, or a word that you shared may be that word that they hear that will take them and move them forth, because God is using each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we should never consider anything less than God using you as a powerful force to cause others to move forth in their purpose and their plan, and his purpose and plan for their life. That your voice, things that you said even in this life, when somebody says your name, do you ever think when your name is said, what the thought when someone hears your name? What are you best known for? Does it make them smile? Does it make them get happy? When they see your name and you're going to be a speaker, do they, oh, wow, I got to hear them? Or in any area of your life. And I use speaker because we have voices. And things that we say impact lives. What is the thought when they hear your name? When they hear my name? What is the biggest thing that resonates when they hear it? So, when we look at legacy, we're looking at something far more greater than when we leave this life. But, when we leave this life, you still have a voice. And what is that voice saying? But it is saying, we are true impacts. We were created for a purpose. And I go back to think about, God does not do anything without purpose. And your legacy that you have, you're building today, and we're going to leave tomorrow, has greatness to it. Teresa, you often use that word, you said word amazing. Your legacy is amazing. Your legacy is incredible. Your legacy has birthed something in someone who is going to be great. We are living legacy, and our voices will be heard far past the grave. I have another. I was listening to a recording or a video from Miles Monroe. And he said something. But you know what? I'm going to give you a few points tonight. So you have your pencil and paper. And they're real simple points, but I believe that they're real impactful. Number one, your legacy is more about sharing what you learn and not what you earned. Two, it's about leaving values and not valuables.
Oh, I love that.
Three, it's about making a meaningful, lasting, motivational impact to all that you are called to reach. Those three keys are very important. And sometimes we don't really think about that legacy. But we were created to bring God glory. We were created to service others. And you can point at yourself, I am called to make impact that will last far past the grave. Now, I want to share this, and this is what I picked up as I listened to this video. And Dr. Miles Monroe was speaking, and it was just so powerful, but I just had another thought, because I was listening to something he said. Now, in our businesses or in your profession, are you planning to take what you do and pass it on to the next person? Or have you chosen, or are you looking for that person to take it on? And that legacy will continue to live. He said something that was really powerful. He said many older leaders don't want to pass the baton. He said many of them, after death, you have to actually pry the baton out of their hands when they're gone. That's a Selah moment. So, if you're planning to take your business, my business, your business, Charles and Teresa business, if you don't want that to die, are you looking for that person that can take it on to the next level also? So I just wanted to bring that in there because that to me was to think about something more. But he said, how to die effectively. He said, live beyond the grave and how to secure your legacy and pass it on. He said that, but you live for people, your character. Our character is powerful. He says, live in such a way that you won't need a keystone. You know that keystone says this is this person from when you started and when it ended?
Mm-hmm.
He said you won't even need a tombstone because your legacy will speak for itself. And it will live far past the grave. And he said, when you leave here empty with nothing else to produce because you have pushed it all out. So, we are a true impact, and we are going to let our legacy speak for us.
Amen.
And to end it all, I like to end it with this, that we all are unique by divine design, and we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And we are called to be living legacy that surpass where we are today. I just want to thank you again, Charles and Teresa. And I just thank everyone for calling in tonight. And I appreciate and I love you all. And God bless you.
Amen.
Wow, Tina, Tina, that was good word.
Mm-hmm.
That was excellent, excellent word. I don't even know what to say, Charles.
Amen, amen. It's an awful word, and it's a word that's on time, and it's actually one thing that Sister Tina shared that right there just stuck in my mind. It's when people hear your name, what thought comes to their mind, and does it bring about a smile on their face? And I remember earlier today, and you said, we're going to have Sister Tina on the call tonight, and that's in that exact moment when I was thinking about that, I'm like, oh, Sister Tina's going to be on tonight. I know we're going to get a word, and I got a smile on my face, and it's like, that's the thought that comes to my mind when I hear that name. And so when she brought that up, it's like, that's it. That's a part of that legacy.
Yeah, I love that. Tina, make sure you tell the people how to get in touch with you.
Oh, wow. I have a website, and it is www.fantabu.com. But I have to say that it's in transition. But I also have an email address, and you can email me at fantabulousyou@fantabu.com. And I have you're welcome. I have a fan page, and it is fantabulousyou on Facebook.
Okay. Awesome. So don't hang up, Tina. But thank you so much for being on the call tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You blessed my soul.
Exactly. That word tonight was fantabulous.
You understand? that
word tonight was fabulous, and I think if anybody is on the call tonight and they just happen to miss Bible study, they feel a little bit better because you got the right.
They got the word in tonight.
Heard anyway.
All right, hold on the phone for a second, Tina. Don't hang up.
All right.
Tina blessed us, and for those, I see a couple people jumped off the call. So for those of you who stayed on, we do have an announcement. So don't hang up. But I just wanted to say this really, really quickly. Today in training, one of the trainers said, when you think about Southwest, what do you think? And everybody started throwing out stuff. So this is so tied into exactly what she was talking about. What do people think of when they say your name? And people were like, oh,
you don't pay for baggage, and you don't have to, you know, notify seats. And they rattled off like about 8 things about Southwest, even about the people on the plane, the you know, the stewardess, the flight attendant, how they're corny, they're kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, what do you think about United Airlines? And myself included, I could not think of anything really to say about United Airlines. So what is that saying? What kind of legacy? And he was mainly talking about branding, but sort of the same thing. What kind of legacy is United Airlines leaving? Because none of us could think of anything about that airline. But Southwest, we rattled off 8 things. So that ties in exactly to what Tina was saying. When people say your name, when they think about your name, what legacy are you leaving? And that's something I want us all to think about tonight. That was powerful. It makes you think, what legacy are you leaving? Lady Tina, thank you so much for that excellent, excellent, excellent word. So for those of you who stayed on the line, I'm so glad you guys stayed on. We have one announcement. I've been getting flooded with emails. Everybody wants to know when is our next event. As you know, we just came off of our FNET Legacy Awards ball. We are still recovering from that. That was such an awesome, awesome event, and we've been getting a lot of emails. I want you to mark your calendars right now. We are planning something big, something very, 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 very big. So for those of you who are on the call, you will be the first ones to know about it. Actually, I can't exactly say who, but we are trying to get a very big-name person to attend our next FNET networking experience. Save the date. I know last time we were on the call, I gave you guys 2 dates, but it looks like we're leaning towards Tuesday, November 25th. I know that's a couple of days before Thanksgiving, but we took a poll, and pretty much everybody is going to be still here. Most people are leaving either Wednesday or Thursday, right on Thanksgiving. So save the date, November 25th, 7 p.m. You do not want to miss this networking event. It's going to be limited seating. It's going to be limited attendance. It's going to be limited people that can come. So listen up. The only people that will be able to attend this event are the following. You must have a business. You must be a small business owner, or you must be a professional who has a business on the side, an actual business. Those are the only people that can attend this. If you are just a person who just wants to hang out and just listen in on our calls, if you don't have a business yet, you can't attend. You have to have an actual business to attend this next event, because the person that we have coming is going to be speaking primarily to the needs of business owners. So this is the first time we've ever done this, and so this is actually a milestone in FNET history. The only people that are able to attend the next networking experience, you must have a business. And we're going to be making sure that you have a business. When you sign up, you have to have the name of your business. You have to let us know how long you've been in business. So it is going to be that serious. So please make sure. I'm stressing this because this is the first time we've ever done this. It's going to be big. You want to be there. You don't want to miss this one. So be on the lookout. Make sure that you are watching your emails and watching Facebook, because once it's out, we have a very limited number of people that can come. So once again, Tuesday, November 25th. That is the tentative date right now. We're trying to see if this person can work it on their calendar. We are keeping our fingers crossed. We really want to do this before the Thanksgiving holiday. So please make sure that you have your calendars marked right now, Tuesday, November 25th at 7 p.m. Business owners only, and those who are working a job but have an actual business on the side. Those are the only 2 people that can come. We're going to be very strict on this because It's not going to benefit you if you don't have a business of some type, because it's just not going to benefit you. So once we are able to release the information, you'll understand. Okay? So you have anything to add on that, Charles? We're really excited about this event coming up. I'm telling you guys, it's the first time we have ever done this in the whole 9 years we have been as FNet, or before we were AAEW. We have never said that you must have a business, an actual business, to be at an event. We usually will say, oh, if you're thinking about a business, you can come. If you're, you know, you're just mulling over in your mind, you can come. No. And actually, that's going to be something new going forward in 2015. We're going to be doing more of this. But starting the 25th of November, that's going to be the first event that is going to be very strict. You must have a business to attend. So you want to say something, Charles, on that?
No, you covered everything.
Okay, so be on the lookout. We hope to have some information on this to you guys. Even though I'm on the road, I will be on the road the rest of this week. I will be monitoring this situation very closely. As soon as I hear something, even from the road, I will be sending out the information. Make sure if you want to be there, you need to sign up for this event immediately, because it is very limited space and very limited attendance. So I'm stressing that, because once the information comes out, you're going to be like, oh, my God, now I understand why she's being like that. So stay tuned. It's coming fast. All right, Lady Tina Harmon, thank you so much for being on the call today. Everybody else, we are so glad that you were with us this evening.
Oh, yes, on a Tuesday night.
On a Tuesday night, we hope you took some great notes. We hope you have your calendars marked for November 25th. And thank you once again for joining us on this important call today. And remember, we are FNet, where we are passionate about connecting entrepreneurs and increasing their bottom line one relationship at a time. All right. Don't forget to make sure that you are thinking about what Lady Tina said tonight. What is your legacy that you are leaving? When people say your name, what do they think about?
Mm-hmm.
When they hear your name, what do they think about? Make sure that you are leaving and building your legacy today. Have an awesome week. Thanks for jumping on with us tonight, guys.
Y'all have a blessed week.
Take care.